We begin today with tennis and the news that the Czech Republic have advanced to the last eight in the Davis Cup after victory over Belgium in the city of Brie. Last year, Radek Štěpánek and Tomáš Berdych powered the Czechs all the way to the final of the Davis Cup, and the two again impressed at the weekend when they both won their singles rubbers before combining to secure an unassailable 3-love lead in the doubles. In fact, the Czechs could hardly have made lighter work of their hosts, not dropping a single set in the first three matches, to wrap the whole tie up in only 6.5 hours. Tomáš Berdych had this to say on Saturday, after he and Štěpánek had beaten Olivier Rochus and Steve Darcis in the doubles.
No, tak výborně jsme returnovali, vlastně každý míč oni museli hrát.
We returned extremely well. They were forced to play every ball, even though Darcis did serve excellently. We played a lot into the corners and we didn't give them many chances. Our serving was very good and Radek did well to protect his service in the third set, when things might otherwise have become a bit dramatic. We managed the important moments and played just as we needed to. That's why we won.
Tomáš Berdych. By the way, the best of five tie eventually ended 4-1 to the Czechs, who will now take on either Israel at home or Chile away for a place in the semifinals in July. Moving on to cross-country skiing, and the Czech Republic's Lukáš Bauer performed well in the 30-kilometre pursuit in a World Cup race in the Finnish resort of Lahti on Saturday, finishing closely behind winner Maurice Magnifica of France.
He was stronger at the finish. I was catching up with him in the stadium, but then I didn't have any more strength. From my point of view, there's no reason to be down about the result. I'm happy with second place. Victory was within my reach, but I didn't manage to capitalize on the opportunity. But like I say, I have no problem or reason to be upset about that.
That result means that Bauer, who brought two bronze medals home from the Winter Olympics, is now second overall in the World Cup standings, behind Petter Northug of Norway. Briefly turning now to football, and Teplice remain on top of the Czech league after a 2-1 home win over bottom-of-the-table Bohemians Praha at the weekend. Sparta Prague are level on points with the leaders after a 1-0 away win over second-from-bottom Kladno, though Teplice have one game in hand. Baník Ostrava have leapfrogged Jablonec into third spot after beating the North Bohemian side 4-1. That's all the sport for today.
You've been listening to Sport with